Hello, everybody. Pastor Mackenzie Cambese coming your way. Progress on Purpose, where we are practical, relevant, and biblical as we seek to empower, encourage you, and even inspire you. I'm going to speak on this subject just to keep you going for this day. Motivate yourself and others. Motivate yourself and others. And you may ask yourself, how am I supposed to do this? Motivation comes from within, my friend. When the drive, need, or expectation is clear within a person, motivation is easier to read and understand. Three things I want you to do in order for you to motivate yourself and motivate those around you. Number one, explore what drives you forward. Explore what drives you forward. What is it that drives you forward, my friend? Number two, learn what the experts say. They tell us of carrot and sticks. They tell us of the need to survive and thrive. They tell us everyone wants to be treated fairly. They tell us keeping promises is important. They tell us goals and a shared direction keep people moving forward. Learn what the experts say. And last but not least, identify what you want the most. What you want the most. What is it that you want the most? What is it that you want the most? Psychologists tell us that there are four drivers in people's lives. They say that people want to pursue four kinds of need. And I want you to understand that, my friends, as you identify what you want the most, it will empower you to motivate yourself and to motivate others. Number one, there's the need for power and influence. Wanting to make an impact and be recognized for it. Number two is the need for friendship, the need to have harmony in relationships and to help other people. Number three, the need for achievement, fairness, independence, concentration are most valued. And the fourth need, my friend, is the need of balance, seeing many different points of view and avoiding extremes. So I wanted to say to you, keep yourself ticking. And help others around you to tick to. Be blessed as you go on your way this day.